Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
How are you?
I know. Good to meet you.
What's
your name again?
I'm Mike. What's your name?
I'm Mark. You want to work together?
You want to be friends?
Yeah. Did we just become best friends?
Two dudes.
Right. We are two dudes.
It's been a while.
I know.
Between you going off to Alaska and me going off to Syracuse, we've been apart for a while.
I know. I know. But it's good to be back together, reunited, peaches and herb.
Yeah, that's too old of a reference.
I know. Everybody knows that, though, right?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. How you been?
I've been good, man. I've been good. It's been a kind of a whirlwind, but it's been a great one.
Boy, you're right about that. Dropping a kid off at college. Whew. That is a...
Did you get a little misty?
You know what? I did not. I kept waiting for it to, like... Sort of, you know, be overcome, you know, overwhelmed a little bit.
Right.
But I think I was just so excited for her, you know? I think I was just so excited for this next chapter and this opportunity. And plus, you know, things have changed so much, for kids in college. But, you know, back in our day, like I talked to my parents once a week. I'd get to call collect home once a week, right?
Right.
Now, you know, now we're texting during the day.
Right.
We FaceTime last night. You know, so it's
It is. The world's a lot. It's kind of a lot smaller place, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And I told my daughter, and you know, I'm curious to know what the first couple days of school are like. But I'm like, hey, listen, you know, call me when you get a chance. I don't want to badger you. She's like, no, I want you to know that. You know, I want to know that you miss me.
Right.
You know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, how's it going? But I don't want to be that, you know, dad where I'm just constantly like,
overwhelming.
You know, what are you doing?
Right.
How's class?
Right.
Did you go to class?
Right.
What's the weather like?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So
what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, that's cool, man. That is awesome. Good for Lily. She's going to enjoy the heck out of herself.
Yeah.
She's going to have I just have a feeling she is mature, and I've only met her a few times, but is mature and everything else that she is just going to, she'll thrive in that environment.
Yeah. I think she's going to do great things.
Yeah.
You always want your kids to do better than you. I don't think that's going to be a problem when it comes to my daughter. So I'm not too worried about.
You're on the hall of. You're up on the wall of fame.
Well,
I think, up there in
yeah, but just a small little.
You, Stockton.
Yeah, right. Me, Stockton,
Costas.
Yeah. Drove by the
great ones.
Drove by the Carmelo Anthony basketball center.
Did you know
that he donated. Built.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive building.
Good.
So one good thing he did.
He won a national championship.
That's what
there.
I'm saying. He peaked right there. Then he went to the pros and...
That was it.
All right. Let's jump into things. We got some news for you. The Broncos made a first wave of cuts. First wave of cuts. They made 15 cuts. We got 12 more to go by later this afternoon.
Like 4 o'clock Eastern, you have to have all your cuts in.
2 o'clock,
our time.
It always reminds me of the question was once asked to Mike Shanahan. Andy's cuts surprise you? He's like, no, I made them.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You know.
Right.
No, I made the cuts. So I'm not surprised.
I was not surprised.
At
the people that I cut.
Yes. All right. Here you go. Let's start. Brett Rypien.
Mm. The halcyon days.
I
do feel like. Oh, don't you feel like if they can, they'll bring him back on practice squad?
Yeah, just to have another veteran in the room?
Just to have another arm, just to have another guy, you know? But they are so deep. This is what's happened when you turn over your roster and you get deep at positions. Like when you do a good job of managing your roster in the offseason and of drafting and doing those things, all of a sudden you look at a roster spot like a backup quarterback, a third string quarterback, and you're like, we're going to have to try to push one guy out so we can keep an extra wide receiver, an extra DB, because we're that deep in those spots, and see if we can sign him back on practice squad.
Yeah.
So that's what ends up happening to teams.
So you got Brett Rypien, Tyree Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
wide receiver, who was a seventh round pick last year. Seth Williams, who was a sixth round pick this year.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall Hinton.
Ah, Kendall.
Yeah.
We'll always have New Orleans.
Yes, we will. Derek Tuska.
See you later.
Who was also a draft pick last year. Austin Schlotman. Schlotman. Isaiah Mack, defensive lineman. Drew Himmelman, a tackle, offensive tackle. Adam Prentice, fullback. Mack McCain, cornerback. Curtis Robinson, inside linebacker. Savion Smith, cornerback. Austin Fort, tight end. Remember, he was the darling of training camp last year. Got beat out by Sobert, who had a really good camp.
Uh-huh.
Stevie Smith, a running back. And Sean Beyer, another tight end. 12 more cuts coming
12
out.
More guys getting cut today. Now,
some of these guys will be brought back.
Yeah, some will be brought back on the practice squad, but I just wonder if there'll be a trade. You saw a couple trades, if you paid attention yesterday, a couple trades go down yesterday between teams, you know, where a guy is a really good player, but they don't have a roster spot for him, so they give away that particular guy for, you know, a late-round pick. Some of those things went down yesterday. I wonder, because I think when you look at the Broncos' depth at receiver and depth at corner, in particular those positions, I think they're pretty deep there. And so I wonder if they'll, you know, move a couple guys just for draft picks if they can get them.
You got a name in mind? Like, I guess the first one that pops to mind is, and George Payton has not been shy about, hey, yeah, we're working the phones. People are calling us about our corners.
Uh-huh.
I would assume if it involved a trade, it would involve one of their veteran guys, right? Like a Darby or a Fuller or a Callahan?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it would be Callahan would be the one guy that I would think, you know, you would look at and say, okay, well, now maybe because of the injury history and the money involved. And the other thing is he's proven he can be an outside guy. He's a really good player. He can be, you know, your inside dude, right? So, I mean, like, that would be kind of where I would think they might go. Ojemudia hurt, but guys that have played like Duke Dawson, other guys that have been around, I think they've had some, you know, PJ Locke has been good. They've had some, DBs that have really, really played
well.
But
in terms of guys you're going to get anything for, it's going to have to be one of the veteran guys.
Well, I mean,
I don't think you're going to get anything for PJ Locke.
Yeah, probably not. You're right. It would probably have to be. It'd have to be, in my mind. You're not going to do Darby because you just signed Darby and Fuller to one-year deals. It would have to be a guy like either Ojemudia is hurt because that makes it hurt or Bryce Callahan. I think one of those two guys.
Yeah, again, I don't think Ojemudia has much value.
He was a third-round pick.
Maybe somebody has right. a good scouting report on him still.
Right. I mean, remember, who was the guy they traded the Giants last year that ended up starting a cornerback for them? He's a former fifth-round pick. The cornerback that we drafted in the fifth round.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Hold on.
I know.
I know you do.
I know we do.
Hold on. I got it right here.
As soon as you say his name.
Yeah. Where is he?
I haven't done this in a long time.
I know.
Hold on. Gotta hit the hook here.
Anywhere I go.
That would be Isaac Yiadom.
Isaac Yiadom.
Boom, I beat you.
Yeah, he ended up starting a lot of games last year, quite a few games for the Giants last year. So, anyhow, there's always, you know, and a former third-round pick, there would be some value there, although he is injured. So, you know, it'd be maybe a seventh-rounder.
Coming up, I want you to convince me and convince others who are skeptics why going with Teddy Bridgewater is the right move. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Good point, Dexter.
Good. Somebody getting after me? What's going on?
No, but a good pickup from Chris in Littleton.
What's that?
Who says, I just choked on my coffee. Did Mark say we have depth?
I said
we're back.
Yeah, we have depth at the wide receiver and the cornerback position. Good depth. Really good depth.
How about the overall roster depth that you've been harping on for months?
I think the overall roster depth, when you look at it, I think it's dramatically improved. I mean, I think the O-line, I mean, when you start looking at, well, let me just throw up our lads. I always check out our lads.
Really? You go there?
Yeah, where do you go?
Well, I mean, for what?
Just depth charts.
Depth charts.
Nerd alert.
Huh?
You ever gone to Our Lads?
I know. I usually go to Our Lads for all the college stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
NFL depth charts.
All right. Who knew?
It's an easy depth chart. So
okay.
When I look at...
There you go, folks. More you know.
Mariner, when I look at, you know, going out and getting Bobby Massey, bringing in Fleming.
Mariner? Who's Mariner?
What's his name?
Mariner.
Mariners.
Like the Mighty Mariner?
Yeah.
Like
Quinn. The Mighty Quinn. What's his
Miners.
Name? Oh,
Mariner.
What
Mariner.
Whatever. The belly.
Good to have you back.
Yeah. You know. I'm on it.
The Mariner.
Mariner. Yeah, he's a Mariner.
Like, this is Mariner.
Miners? Yeah. You know what I meant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing.
Yeah. Well, you go out and you get Bobby Massey, you get Fleming, Anderson, you know, they've grown with Anderson. They've given him a shot. It looks like he's starting. I don't know if they make that change. But then I think you go out and you get yourself, you know, the Sherbert guy. I think that guy can play. I think he's been really good. I told you I thought Albert O was going to be a guy that really grew. So I think from that standpoint, I think the running back room is better. Melvin Gordon looks great. Javonte Williams is unbelievable. I know Boone's a great player. He'll be out for a while longer. It looked like it really lit a fire under Royce Freeman's butt.
Yep.
I love the Crockett kid, right? So I think they have developed some depth. You know, I still think that, you know, with Vaughn being back healthy, them getting that Cooper kid, that has increased the edge presence and the rotation on the edge. Chubb coming back healthy. I still think the middle linebacker position is a question mark. But the bottom line to me, Mike, is they have done a really good job under George Payton, developing some players, drafting some players, going out in free agency and getting guys that I think are going to be legitimate contributors. So
maybe the best way to look at it is actually tell me the spots on this team, positions on the team where you think they're thin. Maybe that's the better way to look at it, that they're starting to build up a lot of these positions, the depth. Maybe it's just a better way to look at it is now what are the places where they're thin?
Right. I think you're 100% right. I mean, quarterback, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback is a question mark. I think middle linebacker, when we're talking about speed, athleticism, all that, that is a question mark. D-line, interior D-line. Draymond Jones seems to be the one guy to me that has some flash, right? That can make some flash plays, rewindable moments. But everybody else is solid. You know, Shelby Harris is always going to knock down some balls. I think you've got a pretty decent rotation inside. I think Deshaun Williams made a bunch of plays this season. Is it Stephen? There's the kid from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Shamar Stephen. I think they've got a good rotation inside. I just think there's one guy that flashes for me in that front. So I'm saying they're all solid players, I don't think any of them are superstars. I think Draymond Jones has a chance to be, you know, to be one of those guys. But everybody else is a really solid player. You're solid, or your flash players on their edge. With Malik Reed coming off the bench for Vaughn Miller and Bradley Chubb, and now Jonathan Cooper, what they have. But yeah, I think D-line, very solid. I don't think there's, you know, superstars. I think there's one guy that has star potential on that D-line. And then I think middle linebacker position, you don't have that one sideline to sideline threaten you. Where is that guy lined up, and how are we going to contend with him? So those are the two positions. I think they've gotten better inside. From a rotational standpoint, Mute, Miners, the Mighty Quinn, I think they're better rotationally at the tackle position. They can overcome a loss there. So I do think they've improved.
Okay. Yes, as somebody pointed out, is Mark a little loopy today? He thinks we have a Mariner and a Sherbert on our roster.
Yeah, it's
delicious.
It's not loopy.
It's Sobert.
Is it Sobert or Soybert? See, these are the things. That's why I go Sherbert.
Just go with Sherbert.
Or is it Sawbert? Like a saw.
I think it's Sawbert.
So you, or Sorbet? Is it Sorbet?
Sorbet?
Sorbet is delicious.
It is, isn't it?
You change your palate.
It cleanses your palate.
Right.
You use that as a way to cleanse your palate.
Right, before you taste the next thing that you're going to eat.
Exactly.
Mm.
It's a palate cleanser.
Reminds me of the Fox dinners. Right? Between meals, they bring out an Eric Sorbet.
Just to cleanse your palate?
Right.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I haven't heard this song in like 2 weeks.
I know. It's tough, right?
Can't believe I didn't listen. My daughter put together a 500 song playlist for me.
Really?
For driving. And I did not have that one on it. Shame on me.
Shame on you.
I know. I had just about everything
Shame
else.
On her.
Well, no. I gave her a list of of artists that I wanted, and she put it all together for me. But I forgot to put M.
Yeah.
My bad.
Maybe you put M, and she didn't realize M. He left off the rest of the name.
That's right. So she just left it blank.
Yeah.
All right. Morning Brew coming up next. Again, we'll review the Broncos' cuts, initial wave of cuts, and also what Teddy Bridgewater thinks he brings to this starting quarterback position. That's next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep hiking, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. It's some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, we'll adjust the practice on that Tuesday. You're right, because we won't have the practice squad. So it will be an adjusted practice in several ways, because we're going to have to service each other.
So the Broncos making their first wave of cuts. Boy, you got to make a lot. 27 guys get cut. Now, some get brought back and all that, but for practice squads. But for the first 15, here's who we know have been cut. Brett Rypien, Tyree Cleveland, Seth Williams, Kendall Hinton, all receivers. Derek Tuska, former draft pick. Austin Schlottman, O-line. Let's see, who else? Anybody else of note? Austin Fort, who was a terrific player in training camp last year. But Eric Sobert came along and made him expendable. Adam Prentice, the fullback. Mack McCain, cornerback. So I guess the biggest names out there, Brett Rypien. But you think he might be brought back?
I think they'd like to bring him back as a practice squad guy, but, you know, he's one of those guys that a lot of teams would like on their roster. He's like a Nick Mullins.
Mm.
That guy that when the coach says, yeah, he'll make a great coach someday, just because he knows, like, he understands all the concepts. He gets it all. Not that necessarily he's
good brain.
Yeah, he's got a good brain. thing I'm concerned about is how are you going to get free sandwiches? Huh? Free sandwich.
Delicious.
From Schlotsky's.
Oh, Schlotman, yeah.
See, why do you got to do that? Now I'm starting to think about like a Schlotsky's sandwich right now.
Oh. Oh, the meatballs.
That sounds good.
Yeah, meatball.
Meatball sandwiches are underrated.
Very underrated.
Yeah. Mmm, meatballs. You ever have a meatloaf sandwich?
Sure.
Also delicious.
Also delicious.
I mean, who's that that like? You got meatloaf, you got gravy, and two slices of Wonder Bread.
Right?
How do you not like that?
That's just an automatic W.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Next on the Morning Brew.
You want to develop a routine, a process, and that's what's going to produce the results on Sundays. That's something that I learned, you know, my 2 years in New Orleans, sitting behind Drew Brees. He was a guy who was so detailed. He was so routine, process-driven. You know, I took so much away from that, and you know, hopefully I can pour that into some of the guys on this team who don't have a routine, who don't have a process, and hopefully we can put it all together and it all just gel.
What would be your 45-second message to Broncos fans who are down on the idea of Teddy Bridgewater being the starter?
There was an open competition that he clearly won. And you hear that process standpoint, that professionalism, how to get yourself prepared to play, and especially when you're talking about a young offense in general. How important is that for a Jerry Jeudy, a KJ Hamler to see? How important is that for a Noah Fant, for an Albert O to see? How important is that process for some of your young offensive linemen to see? Like I've told you this for years. They think, how many times have we heard from the Vance Joseph era on through the Vic Fangio era? Yeah, we're working our tails off. You know, Wednesday practice was good. And then
we're
you
back.
Go and then you go out on Sunday and just get blown out by 30, you know? How many times have we heard this? That's part of the problem. Part of the problem is you can work exceptionally hard, Mike, and you can be working on the wrong stuff that doesn't really help you come Sunday. You have to have a process. You have to have a routine. For me, I think that's endemic in being good. And Teddy brings that to him.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Year 11, that's, you know, I need a little bit more time to get ready. You know, I need, you know, so it, not 2 hours is too short for me. I need to hop in the hot tub, meet with Vince, work with Dr. Leahy, meet with Lando, listen to music, change the song, create a playlist, crack jokes with Court, come back, put on my socks. It's a lot of stuff that I have to do, and that's why I was here early.
All right, so Von Miller passed his test with flying colors the other night, getting out there, looked good.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed this yesterday when Stoke was in here. By the way, thanks to Stokely for filling in yesterday while you were out.
Mm-hmm.
Smeared you four times. More on that. Four times.
Wow.
I agree with Mike.
Four times he smeared you. And every single time was over my fighting objections.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you
know.
You didn't lead the witness at all.
Like, Stokely?
Yeah.
I just want to let you know.
I'm anti-smear.
I don't condone this behavior.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure.
I am doing this with an objection. But, Vaughn, where are your expectations for Vaughn? So I set the over-under on sacks, assuming good health. So let's say 16, 17 games for Vaughn. I put the sack total for him at, what did I do, 12 and a half? I think it was 12 and a half. 12 and a half. What would you do? What would you take?
I'd take the over.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
I might get
two in the first week.
I'm excited for
Giants.
I'm excited for Vaughn. I'm excited. You know what? Like I told you, I talked to a coach at Minnesota who said Vaughn looked like Vaughn. Like Vaughn of 2015. Like lean, quick, off the ball, dipping, you know, playing. I thought he played really well in that game against the Rams.
Especially against the run.
Yeah, great on the run. You know, and Vaughn is one of those unique characters or unique players that can, you know, hold the point, essentially sink his hips, extend his arms, push you back in the backfield and play it traditionally, or like he did in one run play, he double hand swiped the blocker, dipped around him, and made the tackle in the backfield. Like, he has got that unique skill set that he can do. He can attack you with power. He can attack you with speed. He can attack you with quickness. Those are the toughest guys to contend with. I think Vaughn's going to have a great year.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Solak lifts one high into the air, deep right field. This one may leave. Blackman at the wall, and it's gone. An opposite field home run for Nick Solak. With Peters on board, the Rangers now lead 4-0.
Rangers radio, Solak. Do you like that Patriots color commentator?
I love Tom Brady.
You know, the guy that was, you know, the guy had to apologize to Cam Newton. Did you see that?
Yes, he did.
You know, I don't know what he, I don't know what he said.
He made some rap music reference, and so he had to, he apologized. No doubt he was wearing his cool sunglasses when he made that apology.
I am sure. I mean, who knows better than Solak about being a, you know, an NFL big time player.
Rockies lose to the Rangers. Any concern about Germán Márquez?
Well, remember,
hasn't been quite the same guy since the All-Star game.
Well, remember, Germán started off the year, even in spring training, really struggling in the strike zone. And the first part of the year, he was really struggling. And then he kind of found it and was lights out, you know, for 6-8 weeks before the All-Star break. And, you know, those are when you miss your, you lose your slot, you lose your arm slot a little bit. That can be one of those things that wreak havoc on you.
Since the All-Star break, he's 3-4. His ERA has gone up about almost a full run. And he's only pitched into the seventh inning twice in about 8 starts since the All-Star break. So,
yeah, he's certainly scuffling a little bit.
Scuffling a bit. All right. Right after taking 2 out of 3 in Los Angeles, they go and take on a terrible, terrible Rangers team and get beat. Ah, the Rockies. All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider. He had the first wave of Bronco cuts first, the first 15. Get his thoughts on those that have already been cut and those that may be cut. Kliss joins us next. All right, Mike Kliss, join us here in just a second. Our 9 News Bronco insider.
Breaking news.
Ooh, he's got some breaking news to share with us. I won't say anything.
Okay.
I won't say anything. I want Mike to. Mike did the work on this.
I will say,
so
though.
I want Mike to report the news.
What did I tell you very first segment of the show? Look for some trades to happen. What happens when you live on I Told You So Island? I told you they had some depth.
You spit truth.
I told you they had some depth at 2 positions. Wide receiver, big time depth, and I told you at cornerback. Don't be surprised when some trades go down. Boom, already this morning.
How's the view?
What, like a soothsayer?
What kind of day is it on I Told You So Island?
Right. It's
right
been,
now,
it's been good.
Beautiful
you
morning.
You start looking at all the, you know, all those Kurt Austin novels and stuff, and they talk about the, you know, that, like, they foreshadow, portend, soothsaying.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that you can just see it from a mile away coming down the pike. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Although, I will admit, and we're
efforting.
We're efforting to get Mike on. I want to give Mike his due here. All right. All I'm going to say is I'm not surprised that this position, there was a trade, but I am surprised it was this player.
Okay.
And with that, we bring in our 9 News Bronco insider, Mike Kliss, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike, you've got some breaking news. Go ahead and break it.
2 trades. They were both made last night, I guess late last night, by the way. And the Broncos traded receiver Trinity Benson to the Lions, and the Broncos are picking up a 5th and a 7th round draft pick next year. They're also going to send Detroit a 6th round pick in 2023. So the Broncos now have 2 5ths and 2 7ths in the draft next year. And then they also pick up a special teams linebacker, Jonas Griffith from the 49ers. He played for them last year. The Broncos really like him. You know, he's 250 pounds who can run, which after watching the special teams during
the preseason. The Broncos needed this type of body who could run. So a couple of trades.
And what'd they give up?
Top of 15 cuts last night.
And what'd they give up for Jonas Griffith?
The Griffin, there's some sort of swap involved, from what I understand. Seventh round, I think they're giving up. I have to confirm it. I think it was a seventh round in 20. So there goes one of the seventh rounders that they got for Benson. A seventh rounder in 2022, a seventh rounder in 2023, and I think the Broncos get a sixth rounder back. So, sixth rounder back.
I love the Benson deal. That's a good deal, right?
It's almost like they traded Jonas Griffith for Trinity Benson. And Benson, as good as he was in training camp and did deserve a 53-man roster spot, these trades kind of, confirm that he was going to make the 53. He's just going to be on a 53 with someone else. But with all the swaps, Benson wasn't going to be a special teams player. You know, he was a returner, a backup returner. Deontay Spencer is going to be the returner. They tried all these different guys. Deontay Spencer is a good returner. You know, what did Clint Hurdle always say? The enemy of good is great. You can keep trying to get Deontay Spencer isn't a great returner, but he's really good. And I think in the end they realized that he was good enough. So they got four receivers. They keep, you got Sutton, Judy, Hamler, and Patrick. And Deontay Spencer is the fifth, along with his returning duties. And now they got someone else who can kind of plug in the tackle and blocking on special teams, which Tom McMahon had said had been a problem through the preseason.
It certainly has, and that's been one of the only sore spots this preseason so far is just some of the gaffes on special teams. Any more trades that you can see? Because I was talking this morning, Mike, about the depth of the receiver position. Don't be surprised about a potential trade there. Also, the depth in the defensive secondary. Anything else you might be able to see, coming down the pike later on today in that defensive secondary, maybe?
Never say never. I mean, one thing about George Payton, I've never seen a guy work the back end of a roster like he does. I mean, he worked it throughout training camp and going into training camp. And now he's, these guys that we're talking about are, guys in the 40s and 50s, right, on a 53-man roster. I've said this before. I've said this a lot, but Bryce Callahan, to me, is a guy that's typically vulnerable. A guy who's making $7.2 million if he's on the opening day roster. There's a little baseball that slipped in there, opening day.
Sure.
$7.3 million, it's non-guaranteed. He's a nickel, not a starter on the outside. He's a nickel. He's got a long injury history, and he has a first-round draft pick that everybody loves behind him. And so, to me, all those things just add up to something there, either a restructured contract of some sort. But otherwise, what Peyton and Fangio, keep telling me and saying to everyone is that when you're in this division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert and Derek Carr, you better have three or four really good cornerbacks. And the Broncos not only have three or four really good cornerbacks, they have the highest cornerback payroll in the league. And with Simmons and Kareem Jackson, they have the highest defensive secondary payroll in the league by far. That's how they're addressing Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. By trying to take away Mahomes' weapons, and then seeing if Miller and Chubb can get at Mahomes, that's how the Broncos are attacking going after the Chiefs this year.
Very quickly, do you see Brett Rypien returning to the Broncos in any way?
If he clears waivers, I see him returning on the practice squad.
Okay.
So, you know, that's something that, you know, the special teams mishaps, I think kind of finalized the decision not to keep three quarterbacks on the 53. Teams don't like to do that anyway. And there is a new rule this year where, you know, if COVID is related to the quarterbacks, you can get quarterbacks off practice squads from other teams. And so as long as you got one on your own team, you know, I think the Broncos are in good shape there in case, you know, something happens to their top two.
All right. Good stuff. Good information, Mike. Thank you.
See you guys.
All right. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Again, they sent some late round picks to the 49ers for linebacker special team standout Jonas Griffith. And they sent Trinity Benson to the Lions in exchange for a 5th and 7th round picks in this upcoming draft. Lions get a 6th round pick in 2023. So after all the moves are made, basically the Broncos come away with Jonas Griffith and that 5th round pick for a draft pick this year.
Yeah. So,
not bad.
Yeah, and he is like I will tell you this, when you watch 49ers stuff, when you watch their defense, and this is part about having a great player. Like Fred Warner is one of the best players in football playing the middle linebacker position for the 49ers. And you can see that they have a type, right? Like everybody's body looks similar. Everybody runs. Like all their linebackers have this type about them. And they all kind of mimic what Fred Warner does. So you're getting a really good player that's a good special teams player that just doesn't necessarily fit on a day-to-day basis in San Francisco because they have so much depth at that position. So I think that's a good move. I don't know him well, but I've seen him play a little bit, and I think it's a good move for the Broncos.
Okay, coming up next, barring injury, what is the likelihood we see Drew Lock play this year? Is his football future somewhere else? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.